service panel. And Shane will also have some copies of MCANS's model medical cannabis policy, which is quite a thoughtful document.
Right.
I believe the Drug Foundation are about to get behind that officially. Ooh. So there's a bit, yeah.
Might be an announcement, eh?
Yeah, that could be an announcement, actually.
Mm.
Don't want to get ahead of myself.
No. Now that's very much based on the Canadian approach.
Yeah.
And what I like about it is like you were saying, but they were last year under the national government very much going, right, we've got to work with the system. Now we have a new era, right? And the policy you're talking about, it now has this thing where patients would be able to grow their own as well. So this is really good to see, because we firmly believe that you've got to have this kind of two-pronged approach where you have patients able to access herbal cannabis if that's what they feel is best for them, and doctors are also able to prescribe a range of pharmaceutical grade products if that's what they feel is best.
Mm. And of course, as we've discussed before, Chris, all this would be so much easier if there was general cannabis reform, because then you wouldn't have to worry quite so much about the implications of home growing. You wouldn't have to regulate that so hard.
Yep. And of course, that's not a given. I mean, I'm encountering a lot of, having said what I just said, we're in this new era, but still we see the National Party have got three bills going in Parliament now that are perpetuating drug prohibition in one way or another, trying to extend or trying to introduce saliva testing on the roadside, like they do
in
Australia.
Which doesn't work.
Yeah. It's very intrusive. I saw them doing it last year when I was over there.
Come out and sort of start poking around in there?
Yeah, and they haul you, they place you under some form of arrest and take you away where these guys are waiting with this Winnebago and kind of deck chairs like cops on holiday, but they're actually, it takes so long. They have to set up this little camp, and you're kneeling with your head between your knees for about half an hour while
you've got the dries as well.
Exactly. Well, then you fail. And what's the other one? I'm kicking out tenants if you fail a swab on your walls.
You were just saying this earlier. What's the scenario there?
7 days notice and you're out.
You're talking about trying to create a different class of human rights for someone you think may have used drugs, even though you can't tell, and even though the science that they're claiming is bullshit.
While they're still drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's annoying.
Mm. And then the other one is Simeon Brown, the National MP, whose private member's bill is quadruples the penalties for supply of substances controlled under the Psychoactive Substances Act. So we're talking about CINNES, which sounds nice, but it won't fix anything. That's not the problem. The problem is actually not getting treatment services to these people who have been abandoned for 4 years. Mm. That's why people are dying.
I think that grow your own thing is such a radical idea. I guess if you're like a big farmer or something, you're like, what? People growing their own medicine? You know, they'd be shaking their boots about that kind of stuff, surely. You know, I guess that's why it takes so long to...
Yeah, and yet growing your own has been like the easy option in a lot of jurisdictions, hasn't it?
Mm.
There are a lot of places that haven't legalised but let people grow a few plants.
Well, we can grow up to 10, and it's not too bad, is it, Chris? Do you know the law on that? How many you can grow?
We can't grow anything, at 10, you're presumed to be a supplier at 10 without any evidence being offered.
Okay.
Or
so I've got 9 humming plants. What happens to me?
Those 9 plants can be as big as you want. Trees.
What happens to me, though?
But as soon as you harvest, once you have over 28 grams, you're presumed to be a dealer. So at that point, you need to get your 9 tree-sized cannabis plants and roll them into 99 joints, because you're allowed 99 joints. If you roll that out of really big sheets of paper, you should be able to get these 9 trees worth in. That's how you do it.
But Chris, would just putting it all in one huge bag do
even
as
better,
well? So long as you
know, then it's 28 grams. You've got to be in the form of the joint to count as the under 100 joints.
I see, and it can't be in like a bag.
It's 10 plants, 1 ounce, or 100 joints.
But what happens to me if I have 9 plants and I get caught?
Who knows, right? But there's certainly still prosecute. This is the problem.
Right.
It's up to that individual officer. The potential penalty is up to 8 years for growing cannabis. So depending on what quantity they get.
Okay.
If you're doing it medically, you probably need to grow a larger amount because you're trying to dose up quite large, depending on what you've got or what you're doing.
Mm. And you might be changing.
There's certainly still prosecuting people. I talked to someone today who's a medical user who's being prosecuted. So this kind of, even though arrests are now almost a third of what they were 10 years ago, which is awesome, right? When you think about that, the police and under an national government even.
That goes to show the general psyche, right? It's probably like everyone's like...
Yeah, they're like everyone else. They've come to see it, right? Yeah. But still, they still arrested 6,000 people, and a lot of those people are medical.
That was actually interesting in the advice that went to government when they sought advice on the medical cannabis bill that's going through Parliament at the moment. The police advice was relatively liberal. They didn't quite want to do it with a statutory defence, but they didn't oppose the idea. which was interesting. Whereas the Ministry of Health were all, you know, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I think the police were trying to delay, weren't they? Get it extended a bit longer.
Yeah, they wanted it delayed to look at other means of doing it. But
yeah. There has been a big document dump. I think it was 2 days ago. The ministry, in response to some digging around by Radio New Zealand, they've put all the documents up on their site. I haven't had a good chance to go through it yet, but it certainly looks kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Some of their advice has been kind of conservative, but it's good to know what they're thinking, because this is the advice going to the Health Committee and to the government as this bill's going through.
And most supportive of the reform, Ministry of Justice.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Yeah.
Mm. So, have you two both written your submissions to the government yet? Or is that
not yet.
Take
that's
a while
a
to pin that kind of thing?
Work in progress. They're due March 21, so we've still got time, but you know, get it in if you can. Doesn't have to be a novel. Just speak from the heart of how it's affected you. Mm-hmm. But from Normal's point of view, we've got a bit more to put together for our one.
Yeah. Are you going to do yours in person?
I think a lot of people should. I will certainly be wanting to, but a lot of people, if you're doing a submission and you feel comfortable appearing before the committee, then put down that you want to. That doesn't bind you to it. You can just put it in your submission that you want to, and you can confirm that later. If you want that to be in secret, you can say that, and then they close the doors and kick out the media and they don't publish your name.
Ooh.
So that's pretty cool too, and they actually really love that. It's a bit of theatre, you know. Ooh, secret.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to the story I'm going to tell at Splore, which is quite a personal one, will be the basis of my submission.
I think that's ideal, is what Chris is saying. Those are the ones that, you know, that's the where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Hey, Russell Brown, thanks so much for coming in, mate.
I do listen to this slot, so it's quite nice to be on it.
Hey, right on. That'll be going down at 12 o'clock, 12 to 12:25 at Splore. Where to now for medical cannabis? Will it be recorded in any way? People listen to it?
It will be recorded. We're recording at the desk. Not sure what they'll do with it yet.
Not a problem. Hey, thanks again, guys. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.